1-800-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Have you gotten used to that yet? It's Swap Shop. You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. And I'm Glenn Coble. And Swap Shop will help you sell your stuff. We have a phone number you can call into. And what you do is you call in and you say, I have a set of tires, and tell us the size of the tires, and I'll sell them for $15 or something along that line. And then we take your phone number, and we have people call you if they're looking for that particular item. And the number to call here, I'll give it several times this hour. The number here is 740-383-9940. I'll give that to you again. 740-383-WWGH, which is 9944. If you're looking on the phone, it's WWGH, the last four numbers, okay? We have had a interesting morning. We've had two people have won free root beer floats from Stewart's. Stewart's open today. Today is the opening day of the year. That means spring is just around the corner. According to Buckeye Chuck, it's going to be warming up pretty soon. Spring doesn't come until March 21st or March 22nd, depending on how things are. But it'll probably be the 21st this year because it's a leap year, so everything's kind of moving forward a touch. It's interesting. My sister-in-law was born on February 29th. She's the only person I know born on the 29th of February. She has since left us, but when she passed away, she used to brag to people. I think she was 18 years old, something like that. If you multiply 18 by 4, that's how old she really was. So leap year is this year. Don't forget that. That's coming up here in 2 days. So it won't be the 1st of March. It'll be the 29th of February. Also, what is it called? Daylight Savings is going to be clicking in. I believe it's the following Sunday. And I don't happen to have a calendar in front of me. Hang on. I have one behind me. Okay, let's see here. Naturally, I can't see it. It'll be on the 8th. I had to step away from the mic. I'm sorry about that. It'll be on the 8th. It will be the night that you have to move your clock. Let's see. Fall back and leap forward. So we'll be going forward with our clocks on the 8th, I believe that. And that's the Sunday when it happens. And so it's an eventful next couple of weeks. And Buckeye Chuck, we got our fingers crossed that Buckeye Chuck knew what he was looking at when he saw his shadow. Is that right? I never understand that. And I never liked that movie either very much. Groundhog Day. Anyway, it was good for the first half hour, and then it just happened too many times. Today, like I said, is Stewart's Drive-In's root beer stand. It's their 95th season that they're opening for, and we're going to be out there. We've already given away two free floats, And, oh, that sounds good, doesn't it? Except for it's so cold out there right now, I'm not sure I'd really want one. I'd want to have my heater on full blast when I went out there. Might try and get out there. I told Scott that I might head out that way tonight, and because we're going to have WGH is going to be out there. You can tune in to 107.1 at 7 o'clock tonight, 7:10. And they're going to be out there from 7:10 to 8 o'clock live. And come on out. I think they'll probably be inside. So drive on out and run in and say hi to the gang that'll be out there. Scott's going to be out there. Mary Ellen Withrow is going to be out there. If I'm sure most of the people that are within the sound of my voice know who Mary Ellen is. She was the treasurer of the United States under Clinton. And she had her John Henry, or in this case, Mary Ellen Withrow. She had it on our dollar bills at the time. And also we're going to have Sean Kraft is going to be out there, and Abby Croman's going to be out there with Scott. Come on out and say hi. You can run in, and they'll be on the inside. Apparently, there is a small inside to Stewart's Drive-In. I didn't know that, and I might try and get out there. I think Charlie might be out there with them. I'm not sure about that, if you come on, we'll say hi and join you with a root beer float, or I guess they make great sandwiches out there. Anyway, you're listening to Swap Shop. Again, you can call 740-383-9944 and sell your tchotchkes. If you got anything, a baby chair. I used to have a great baby chair. My baby chair, when I was a little guy, not only was it a baby chair, but it folded down into a little desk, and the little desk actually had wheels on it, so I could push myself around, and I think it folded into something else, and it was all made out of wood. Naturally, I couldn't fold it down and stuff like that at age 3 or 4, but it was a crazy kid chair, baby chair. That's when I lived in Crawfordsville, Indiana. Crawfordsville is southwest of Indianapolis, I believe. My dad was the minister there at the Methodist Church, and he was also an English professor at Wabash College. That's where Wabash College is, down there in Crawfordsville, Indiana. Hey, I've got all sorts of questions and answers about the Buckeye State, not the Hoosier State, which is Indiana, but the Buckeye State. Someday I'm going to find out why we named it the Buckeye State. I'm guessing it's because we have Buckeye trees in the state. Last week we talked about the cardinal being the bird of Ohio, the state bird. And it was kind of interesting because there are several states, and I'm trying to look it up quickly. Here it is. There are 6 states that have the cardinal as their state bird: Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, West Virginia, and Virginia. And that we all share the cardinal as our state bird. You would think that down there in St. Louis, that would be their state bird. We share it with a lot of different states. I'm not sure if that's the most states that share a state bird. We are the only state, by the way, that has a state song, and it's Hang On Sloopy. Here's an interesting thing. While the sitcom, WKRP in Cincinnati, was set in Ohio, there is no actual WKRP radio station. Did you know that? I bet you didn't. However, there is now, television station in Cincinnati by those call letters, WKRP. I loved that show. I don't know how you felt about it, but Johnny Fever and, well, I don't remember all the different characters, but probably there were two of the WKRP shows that I liked the best. One of them was when they decided they were going to set a bunch of turkeys free, let them fly out of a helicopter on Thanksgiving. Well, they didn't know, or at least the newsman didn't know, that turkeys don't fly. And it was kind of an amusing, sad for the turkeys, but pretty amusing WKRP exposition or show. The other one that I really found quite interesting, it was very thought-provoking, was the one where the minister claimed that John Lennon's Imagine, the song, was anti-Christian, and he demanded that they not play it on the air. And that was quite an interesting show. I remember when I was a younger man and I was working at a radio station. I was a sales manager of a radio station outside the Chicagoland area. We had a situation, not that way, but we did have a customer, or not a customer, a person that listened to us that was very influential in the city, had a lot of money, and demanded that we quit doing something, and I can't remember what it was, in our news, or demanded that we stop announcing a news item, and that's what it was. And we refused because we, back in those days, freedom of the press was a lot more cherished than it seems to be now. And so we went ahead and did that, and we got in all sorts of trouble with this person who not only owned the building where the radio station was, but he was a major sponsor, and he quit sponsoring us. And our station owner was not a happy man, but understood that the freedom of press was something that we were not going to go against. Anyway, that's just another part of my 21 different jobs that I've had during my lifetime. It's not that I kept getting fired. I think I was only, let's see, I was fired twice, I think. Maybe three times. No, I think I was fired twice. Of the other 21 jobs, the first job I had, by the way, was a paper salesman, newspaper boy. I took newspapers around. I carried the Chicago Tribune and the Chicago Sun-Times and delivered them. So that was a job that was, I was kind of happy to quit doing that job. Those things weighed a lot of weight on Sundays. And during the winter, when it was snowing, fortunately, my dad would quite often help me out by driving me around. That was a job I was happy to quit. The other jobs I've had basically were the same thing. I was just moving on with my life. And I think there are a lot of people, especially back in that era, a lot of people, we felt a little bit more free to move on. We were able to get jobs a little easier than maybe we were able to get them more recently, at least jobs that we could afford. There are jobs now that you can get that you can't afford to get them because you don't get paid enough to, you know, pay for driving to and from work. Anyway, let's move on. It's you're listening to Swap Shop with Glenn Coble, yours truly. And if you're interested in selling an item, and we understand in the middle of the winter, we're not going to have a lot of people that are going to be calling in. But if you're interested and you've got something you want to get rid of, or you got something you'd like to buy, give us a call, 740-383-9944. And or if you have a you know, you have a nonprofit organization that's trying to, you're going to have an event that you want to announce, please give us a call and we'll put it on the air. And there are a lot of people that listen to this radio station. And if you just want if you want some proof of that, you should have listened this morning when they were giving away free or the chance to win a free root beer float. I think I was listening between 9 and 10. I think Scott must have had 15 or 20 callers during that time. And, you know, they tell us that one caller means you have 500 listeners if you're asking for calls to call in. And so if that's true, we had an awful lot of listeners this morning. Sweetest Day. Sweetest Day is coming up. And it was started, I don't really know the exact date of Sweetest Day, but it was started by a candy maker in Cleveland, Ohio. All these questions, all these trivia questions I'm going to be asking today have to do with Ohio. Sweetest Day was started by this committee of candy makers in Cleveland in 1921. I don't remember ever celebrating Sweetest Day until, I think probably the earliest time I ever celebrated Sweetest Day was probably in the 90s sometime. But it started well before that. And it's celebrated in a dozen states about, mostly in the Midwest. Those of us Midwesterners are sucker for a day to give candy to our loved ones, right? Apparently it kind of sneaks out into the Northeast as well, some of those Harvard people. I shouldn't say that. My dad went to Harvard, so I probably shouldn't be casting dispersions upon Harvard. The first pro football league. Now, this is going to surprise you a little bit. Maybe not. But the first pro football league was the American Professional Football Association. And it was formed in Canton, Ohio, back in 1920. That was the first pro football league right here in Ohio. We had Thorpe, I believe, was on a team in that league. Played for the LaRue team. I believe it was LaRue. And it was a professional football team. They had a professional football team down in Gallipolis, I believe. Actually, the stadium is still there. I believe it's in Gallipolis. In case you hear a buzzing and a ding, that's my clock letting me know that somebody's trying to talk to me, and I'm ignoring the call. So if you hear a ding, just it's not your phone, it's my phone, okay? The Columbus Blue Jackets are the only NHL team in Ohio. It's kind of interesting where all the different NHL teams are. I believe there's one in Florida. How do they keep the ice cold? Anyway, the team's name, do you know how they got the team's name? It was chosen over the Columbus Justice was the second choice. But the first name, the Blue Jackets, and it refers to the fact that Ohio sent more soldiers to the Union Army during the Civil War than any other state. And if you ever go to Gettysburg and look at the number of Ohio people that died there, it's an amazing number of people. There were a lot of people that didn't die there that were from Ohio as well. That is quite a trip. If you ever want to go you got to spend a whole day, maybe 2 days, in Gettysburg and just go to all the different, they have all sorts of sites right there at Gettysburg, and you can walk around. They have little places you push a button and it'll tell you the story of where you are. And Pickett's charge It was the most interesting to me, and I enjoyed listening to the little speaker tell me what happened and how horrible it must have been. But there's all sorts of things there. One, you go into the town of Gettysburg, and there are all sorts of there are some souvenir shops there, and one of the things that you can buy is musket balls. They've dug all these musket balls out of the trees, and there's still musket balls in the trees around Gettysburg, and they've dug a lot of them out, and you can buy them. Now, you have to believe the person who tells you that they were dug out of a tree. You have to believe them. There's no documentary proof, but anyway, my nose is plugging up, so I'm eating one of my Halls that opens my nose back up. I'm sorry for the way I'm sounding right now. Hopefully, it will clear up shortly. The Ohio sports teams, and we have several of them. We have the Browns, the Reds, the Indians, the Cavaliers, and the Rams. The Ohio sports teams have won 17 major pro sports championships. Back in the heyday, the Browns were always a contender, and they've won 8. They haven't been a contender recently, but they've won 8 in their glorious history. And then they snuck out of town and went down to Baltimore, I believe. But we still have the Browns. They won 8 pro sports championships. The Reds have won 5. The Big Red Machine was the big time for them. The Indians have won 2. And the Indians almost won against my favorite team, the Cubbies. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry. I think I just heard somebody throw a spoon at the radio when I said that. The Indians, it was down to Game 7, and it looked like the Indians were going to pull it off, and the rain came. And it only lasted a few minutes, but the rain was just enough time for them to go into the locker room, and Derek, well, anyway, one of the Cubbies gave a very splendid talk, which fired up the team, and the Cubbies came out and won that. Now, my mother was a Cubs fan, and she was a Cubs fan all her life, or at least most of her life. She was raised in Worcester, Massachusetts, but they could get WGN out there because it was a clear channel station, and they could get it. My mom's, I don't know when she started listening to the Cubbies, but she knew all the old announcers, Jack Brickhouse and Harry Carey. Well, he wasn't such an he's more current, but she followed them a lot, she was born in 1910, so she never got to see the Cubbies win a World Series, and she passed away before they had the opportunity to win it, 16 in 2016, and for that I'm sorry for my mom, but Mom, I got to see it, so I was getting a little afraid that I wasn't going to get to see it. Anyway, that's the only one they've won. The Cavaliers, the Ohio Cleveland Cavaliers, have won one, and the Rams won one when they were in Ohio. So those are our teams that we are proud of. Well, we're proud of all of our teams. We're proud of even our grade school teams. So if you have any little guys, and my profession, I was in intercollegiate athletics for 18 years as assistant athletic directors at 2 different universities. And if you have some little guys, little girls that are in soccer or they're in basketball or whatever they're in, I love that. I love that we have so many parents that encourage their kids to play sports. I really believe it's important in our education to give them sports and music. I think, keeps them thinking, and it keeps them moving about, keeps them healthy. But as I say that, I'm remembering all three of my children were college athletes, and one of them, my youngest son, was a college baseball coach at a couple of different, three different universities, and decided to get out of it because of the parents' input. He just couldn't take the parents coming to him and telling him how great their kid was when he, in fact, knew that well, he was playing them, but they weren't showing their greatness. My daughter was also a college soccer coach, and she got out for the same reason. The parents just wore her down. And so parents, think about that before you get crazy and go crazy on the poor coaches that are doing it usually, especially at the when they're in grade school and even in the lower levels of high school and junior high. Most of those coaches don't make any money. They're just volunteers. So be careful with them. You're listening to Swap Shop. Nothing has nothing to do with sports. But if you're interested in selling something, don't forget, if you're going to sell an item, make sure it's not something that requires some sort of registration, like a car or a gun or a boat or a house, for that matter. We'll take anything that doesn't have registration, as long as it's legal. And you can call us here at 740-383-9944. Well, I'm going to continue on with this trivia about Ohio. It's good for me being I've lived in Ohio as long, let's see, 83, 93, 03, 13, 13. Yeah, I've lived in Ohio almost the exact same amount of time that I lived in Indiana. So I can call Ohio home, right? I do. We live right here in Marion, Ohio. And so my wife and I consider ourselves to be Ohioans, if that's a term. Or I guess we should call ourselves Buckeyes. I have a problem with that, having been an assistant athletic director at OU, who were the Bobcats. I like to refer to myself as a Bobcat. Two of the most successful fast food chains come from Ohio. Wendy's was out of Columbus, and Arby's was out of Boardman. And they were founded right here in the state of Ohio. A lot of people think White Castle was founded here in Ohio, but it was not. It was founded back in 1921 in Wichita, Kansas, but the company did move its headquarters to Columbus in 1936, so they really consider themselves as Ohioans or Buckeyes, whichever you want to call it. And so anyway, you can't call White Castle an original Ohio business, but it's a step business, I guess you would call it. I used to love those. I still do love White Castles. I do have to be a little close to the bathroom, though. We won't go into that, all right? At nearly 406 feet, the bar at Beer Barrel Saloon in Put-In Bay, you know, on South Bass Island, has been recognized by Guinness, Guinness Book of Records, as the longest permanent continuous bar in the world. I've been there. I didn't realize that was the longest continuous permanent bar in the world, but if I recall correctly, I was partaking, so I might not have known. Well, here we go. We have a phone caller. Hello, you're on the air at Swap Shop. This is Glenn. How can I help you?
Yeah, Glenn. My granddaughter, she's looking for, well, we're looking to buy it for, she's looking for a Chucky doll or a good guy doll from the movie Chucky.
Oh, that was kind of a scary doll, wasn't it?
What's that?
Wasn't Chucky a kind of a scary doll?
Yeah, he was a killer, pretty much.
Okay.
But she wants one, so
okay.
They sell them at Spencer's, but I was hoping maybe buy one on here. So she's just looking for either a Chucky doll or the good guy Chucky doll. They got a good version, too.
They do. I didn't know that. A
yes,
good guy
do.
Chucky doll. Okay.
Yeah, I believe it's 2-3 feet tall. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe 18 inches, somewhere around there. I ain't for sure of that.
Okay.
But the number they can call is
740-396-12-22. Okay, let me give that back to you. You're looking for one of those Chucky dolls, or a good guy Chucky doll. They're fairly tall. And your daughter's looking for that. And if they give you a call at 740-396-1222, I guess you'll negotiate with them what it's valued at, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, sir. It's for my granddaughter.
Great.
So I don't know why she's been hooked on Chucky here lately, and she wanted one. So they saw him at Spencer's, but I was hoping not to have to go. I think the closest one's maybe a Mansfield. I'm not sure. But
yeah, that's a haul. And then that adds
if so, we'll go for it.
That adds an additional $15 worth of gas just to get there. So, but, yeah, I understand that. So give you a call pretty quickly because you're going to make a decision whether you have to go for it or not, I assume.
Right on. I know my kids are all adults pretty much, and they've said, you know, when we were little, you never had money to go to McDonald's, but now we got grandkids. You guys got money every day.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. We'll try to find you a Chucky doll.
Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. See, you can do that. You can call in and ask for things that you're looking for. I'm looking for a John boat or a 15-foot canoe. You probably ought to call me after the hour, and you can call my number at 740. What is my number? 361-8721. After I get off the air, you can call me. If you have a John boat or a canoe, a fiberglass 15-foot canoe, if you want to talk about selling it to. I haven't talked with my wife yet about that, so this is kind of an iffy proposition, and it'd have to be dirt cheap. So if you're interested, I'll talk to you. I'll be glad to talk to you. Anyway, my wife and I go camping during the summer at the state parks, and it would be nice to have a little boat to row around on or use the oar, not the oars, but the paddles if it's a canoe, and something I can put on top of my car because I'm towing a 17-foot little trailer, and that's what we camp in. This gentleman's looking for his granddaughter a Chucky doll or the good guy Chucky doll. Apparently there's a good guy one. If I recall correctly, Chucky the doll was not very pleasant. Okay. And if you have something you'd like to sell them, call 740-396-1222 and he'll negotiate with you. That's what he says. He just doesn't want to have to drive all the way over to Mansfield to find one. All right. Let's see. What else do I have here? Okay. Let's get on to the next trivia, Ohio trivia. Ohio is known as the birthplace of aviation, and I bet just about everybody knows why, but it was because the Wright brothers hailed from Dayton, where they conceived their airplane. The Wright brothers actually took their first flight, though. They didn't take it in Ohio. Where do you think they took it? My daughter's home state right now, North Carolina. And that's why when you see a North Carolina license plate, it usually says first in flight on it. You know, they're kind of stealing our thunder, right? Well, anyway, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. Don't forget, tonight we're going to be out at Stewart's Drive-In Root Beer Stand at 7 or at 8 o'clock. Let's see. Yeah, they're going from 7 o'clock. I think they're going from 7 o'clock on. Yes, 7:10. I knew there was something to that. They're going to be out there from 7:10 to 8 o'clock. They're going to be doing a live remote from out there, so come out and say hi to everybody. Not only is Scott going to be out there, but Sean Kraft's going to be out there, and Abby Crowman's going to be out there. I might stop by. I'm not sure right now. It depends on how I feel at 7 o'clock, whether I've decided to close in for the night. And I have to go out at about 11 because I have to walk my little puppy dog out in the snow. But usually around 7 o'clock, I'm in with my comfy pants on. Anyway, let's go back to the trivia. We got about 12 minutes before we're off. Akron became the first city in the U.S. to use. What do you think they were the first city to use? It cost $2,400. You got an idea? It was a police car in 1899. A police car. And the reason why it cost so much, I guess, I mean, that's a lot of money for back then. The first police car used in the United States was in Akron. It was electric power. How things come around, right? They kind of circulate from one side to the other and back again. I think that's quite interesting. 1899 was just about the beginning of automobiles anywhere. It was used in Akron and cost $2,400. Wow. Akron was doing pretty well back in those days, I imagine. They were the rubber capital of the world, I believe, back in that time. Guess where the first concrete paved street was completed in 1891. This is the very first concrete paved street was completed on July 10th, 1891 in Ohio. What town do you think did it? It would be one of those forefront towns. It would be one of those fast up-and-go-getter towns. No, it was, and I'm not casting dispersions upon this town, but it's not what you think of as one of those forefront towns that's out at the beginning of everything. Bellefontaine. Not too far away. And they were the very first town to have a completely paved street of concrete. July 10th, 1891. I bet that helped them sell automobiles, because back in the 1890s, when the very first automobiles were coming around, the roads were not too good. Lots of, what would you call them, wheel paths created by the rains and stuff like that. In July, though, the rain had probably gone away, or at least somewhat. All right. You're listening to WWGH and me chomping on my halls so that I can keep my nose open. You're listening to WWGH Swap Shop. And if you'd like to send in an item, you can put it on a postcard or a letter, and you can mail, you know, you make sure you tell us what your phone number is and the type of article you'd like to sell, and you just send it to, you ready? You got your pens ready? Send it to WWGH Radio, and you might put in parentheses Swap Shop, 165 West Center Street. Same place where you pick up all your winnings when you win stuff here. Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. WWGH Radio, Swap Shop, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Don't forget, tonight, out there at Root Beer Stewart's Drive-In and Root Beer Stand, that's out on North Main, by the way. If you don't know where it is, I think it's 1036 North Main Street. And this is their opening day of the season. It's their 95th season. And our station's going to be out there live from 7:10 to 8 p.m. And Scott's going to be out there with our former treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, and Sean Kraft, and Abby Croman, which you have heard recently on both of those people on the air here. And I may make it. I'm not going to promise, though. I may just be too comfortable at that point in time. All right. We got about 7 minutes to go. If you've got anything you'd like to sell or anything you'd like to buy, give us a call. And we do have a gentleman that's looking for a Chucky doll, for his granddaughter. He'll take either a Chucky doll or apparently there's a good guy Chucky doll. I don't know what that is. I haven't had children around the house in a while. But anyway, if you've got one to sell, give this guy a call and negotiate with him on what you'd like to sell it for at 740-396-1222. That number again, you ready? Got the pencil ready? 740-396-1222. All right, that's for the Chucky doll that the gentleman's looking for. All right, I was involved in this. In 1955, the Ohio Turnpike opened. 241-mile road, and it was constructed between 1949 and 1955 at a cost of $326 million. I'm guaranteeing you it'll be a lot more than that right now. But the reason why I was involved in that is my father, mother, myself, I think maybe my brother and sister went with us. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did. We drove out to my uncle's house in Worcester, Massachusetts, via tow road almost the whole way. And we went across. We were the third car on the Indiana toll road at the Notre Dame exit. We were the third car of all cars on at that exit and drove cross country. And one of the turnpikes that we drove on was the Ohio Turnpike, which was brand new as well. Kind of interesting. John William Lambert invented the first gasoline-powered American automobile in Ohio City in 1891. That's pretty interesting. I didn't know that an Ohioan invented the first gasoline-powered American car. Port Columbus International Airport was renamed the John Glenn Columbus International Airport in 2016. His wife just passed away, I believe. I think I remember hearing that on our station. Glenn was not only the first U.S. astronaut to orbit the Earth, but he was also the oldest person to fly in space. My brother and I used to get teased a little bit about the fact that my brother's name is John and my name is Glenn. So we used to get teased a little bit, but that was back when I was still in high school. All right, we have a caller. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to know who won the contest today.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have that information here. We had two people, and I'm afraid I don't have the information on that. I will try and sneak out of the and get back on and tell you if I can do that quickly. So keep
okay.
keep listening, and I'll try and give you the names, all right?
All right, honey. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. Let's see how fast I can do this, all right? Hold on. Unfortunately, we did not leave the names of those people. So if Scott happens to be listening right now, he's only got about 3 minutes to get in. Scott, if you're listening or if any of our people are listening that have those names, give me a call right now. All right. I'm sorry. They just didn't leave the names with me. That wasn't good. Did you know this is a law that is an Ohio law? It is absolutely prohibited to participate or conduct a duel in Ohio. Kind of interesting. And also another thing, Ohio is the home of about 50 to 100 bears. Hang on, we got another phone call. Hang on. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hey, it's Scott.
Hey, Scott, who won?
It was Amy Brown and Tammy Weber.
Amy Brown and Tammy Weber.
That's
all right. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Bye-bye. Have a great day. Bye. All right, that was the boss. He called in to let us know that Amy Brown and Tammy Weber won floats today. I hope that was the lady that called in. I hope that was her. All right. One last thing here. We've only got about 45 seconds before we're out of here. Well, I got two things. Lifesaver candy was invented in Cleveland in 1912 by Clarence Crane, and Amos Tyler of Toledo received the first patent for chewing gum back in 1869. Well, I hope you had an enjoyable day. Don't forget, we got a gentleman looking for a Chucky doll, 740-396-1222. Amy Brown and Tammy Weber were the winners of the floats. And tune in again next week with Swap Shop. You're listening to Glenn Coble over WWGH. Have a great day.
Listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah.
The chair buckled over there. Okay. For people listening, you know, something that came in that would have been huge.
A huge.
Lost me at the time. A huge show that he did not do
because of something.
Because he thought, you know, it's just not me. I have to go in a second.
Yes. Yes, there is. Now, our chair keeper over there tells us we're almost up. Out of time.
I just about didn't survive that. Oh my goodness.
but we have to. We didn't. That's the question. You don't know it, evidently,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I have a prize. I'm hungry.
Oh,
you're hungry? Well, there's donuts. There's a whole box of.
No.
There's orange juice. There's coffee.
I got a friend out.
There's
oh.
a.
I bring her over. She's
there's a T-bone steak and.
You know what you're gonna get. Five fingers.
Well, we can give you a delivery to take out to your friend, and we have the question. So you don't know it, right? You don't know. But I wish people would give them a really big hint so they'll call it.
Let's see. It's not Sandusky.
Yes, it is.
Holy.
Uh oh.
Okay, you win a prize.
Is there a 7-second delay?